trailing by as much as 12 in the first half and 11 with just under 13 minutes remaining in the second. Georgia Southern men's basketball, 14-14, 6-9 SBC, battled all the way back to force overtime, but couldn't finish the job at App State, 17-10, 10-5, losing 79-74 on Thursday. GS struggled early on to the tune of a 1-8 shooting mark from 3, the lone conversion coming from Aren Banks and trailing 21-9 with 10:15 left. Eugene Brown 3 cashed one in to make it a 9-point deficit by the under 8. The Eagles erased the deficit over the next 8 minutes thanks to a 14-3 run. Adonte Holyman was perfect on a 4-point play, shrinking the deficit to 29-25, then hit a layup and a 3 on the next 2 possessions to tie the game at 30. Holyman missed a 3 on the following possession, but Colin Cool collected the offensive rebound and fought through the paint, giving the Eagles their first lead of the contest at 158. App went on a 10-0 run over the final 2 minutes to lead by 8, and the Eagles cut the lead to 5 heading into the break after Holyman hit all 3 free throws. App's lead ballooned to as much as 11 at 12:38 of the second half, but the Eagles weren't done. After Bradley Douglas sunk a 3, Braylon Thomas was fouled on a good basket and made the ensuing free throw after the under 12, making it a 56-51 game. Douglas hit yet another 3 and found a streaking Tyson Brown for a dunk at 8:24, knotting the game at 58. Once again letting the tie game slip to a 6-point lead for the home team, the Eagles found some late life and defensive stops. Nikavian White made a layup with a little over 3 minutes remaining, and after a few empty possessions, App snatched the lead back 68-66 with 1:32 left. White missed a lay-in, but Cool had his back, making the tip in with 13 seconds left to seal the tie. App's attempt was long at the buzzer, forcing the third consecutive overtime game in the series for the two teams. The Eagles struggled to make field goals in overtime and App took advantage, outscoring the visitors 11-6 in the period and emerging with a 79-74 win. Holyman had his third consecutive 20-point game, the second Eagle to do so this season. Bradley Douglas, 18, and Tyson Brown, 12, joined him in double figures. Brown notched his second consecutive double-double with 10 rebounds, the first Eagle to do so since Andre Savrasov, 2/11-2/16, 23. Banks had his first career double-digit rebounding game, also having 10, the first time since the 7th of December 22 that the Eagles had a pair with 10 or more rebounds, Savrasov and Carlos Curry. The Eagles have their final road game next at James Madison.